Good morning, everyone. This is NBS Radio 610, the voice of Trinidad and Tobago, broadcasting for the next 18 and a half hours on assigned frequencies of 610 kHz AM with authorized power of 10,000 watts and with a second service on 100 MHz FM stereo.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, carnival as they celebrated in countries such as Brazil, El Salvador, and Trinidad. Today, Lost and Found Sound takes us to Trinidad for a story about the birth of the steel drum, or pan, a carnival tradition. The Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, unfold the tale of the legendary pan drum orchestra and the flamboyant American piano virtuoso who championed them. Here's the story of Liberace and the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band.
Expo 67 in Montreal. I was 14 and went there with my parents. One day, I was walking along between the Ontario Pavilion and the Iran Pavilion, and I heard this sound that was like a luminous cloud, metallic and rhythmic and lyrical, and I followed this sound through the pavilions until I got to this sort of balcony on one pavilion overlooking a body of water, because the whole fair was on islands in the St. Lawrence River. And across there on a big open deck, this band was playing. Guys beating on cans, big like garbage cans. I'd never heard anything like it. Who could resist?
We played at the Trinidad and Tobago Pavilion 2 or 3 shows a day, 28 guys in a group. And we played all kind of music, from classics to calypso to polka, jazz, you know, some of everything. And while we were performing there, Liberace saw the band.
The Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. At that year, we were the best steel band in Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very, very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm anxious to have you meet a very exciting musical organization that I discovered at the Expo in Montreal, Canada. They're making their first national television appearance tonight on the Ed Sullivan program. This is Hugh Bordy, their musical director. The exciting Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band.
We was always shining. Before we met Liberace, we were shining. We were always a very colorful band dressed in lamé. This is Tripoli Pinehead. When we left and went away, this is where we left from. And I'd like, now in Tripoli Pioneer, I have over 180 players there waiting. And yeah, packed with people outside, packed with cars. And yeah, then we started practice. And the practice is going to go till 5 o'clock in the morning. It was so serious, it was like war. It was close to war. The people who really started the steel drums in those days were the poor, underprivileged person. They were considered as hooligans. My uncle, as a matter of fact, stopped coming to our home here because we playing the steel drum. My mother, who was his only sister.
My father, Hugh Bord, leader and founder of the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. I'm Emile Bord. My dad came from an upper middle class family. His dad was a pharmacist. It was a disappointment when he turned to the steel drums. The family wondering why would he associate himself with what we called back then vagabonds. Sort of like how Rasta music, reggae music, started in Jamaica with the lower class and worked its way up.
My name is Abby Ali Bokas. I am 65 years of age. I'm an original member of Tripoli Steel Band. In those days, you know, you couldn't go to high school and be in steel band at the same time. Who went to high school had to discontinue more or less associating with steel band. We had an English society, and anybody who was associated with steel band was stigmatized.
Beating pan or dancing in the street, it was a disgrace. Yeah. You see, the poorer class of people could not afford piano music and all this, so the boys just invented ordinary steel drums. But they were tuned, they played a note, do re mi fa sol la ti do. They played the music by ear, sweet pan music.
Junior Huchet, steel band leader and arranger. There's different opinions on exactly which particular day at what time the steel band started. You know, you have several claims. The forerunner of the steel band, there was a certain thing called the Tambu Bambu Band, which existed in the 20s and 30s in Trinidad. Made of different lengths of bamboo shoots and bamboo gourds that were very rhythmic, and carnival days, this was the local people danced to.
My name is Ellie Manette. People call me the Stradivarius of steel drum. I started playing trash cans around 11 years old in 1937, 38, throw the garbage out and beat on the bottom. The steel drum was born in a very humble way, from African skin drum to the tambu, to the garbage can, to the paint containers, into what we have today.
Welcome back with Liberace. What a great discovery that group are, aren't they?
Yes, this is the Trinidad Steel Band. They've been with me about a year and a half. The music of the steel band has only been around since after World War II, when the island of Trinidad was practically swamped with empty oil drums, such as you see here.
Due to the fact that the steel drum had such a bad reputation, in the early 40s and 50s, we could not get drums to buy, because the Shell Oil Company and the British Petroleum, nobody wanted to sell you a drum. But the Navy, using a lot of oil, thousands of drums, piled up on the back of the warehouse a mile high. When the guards are all gone, we will go down there as young boys and steal the drums away from the Navy base and run away with them and try to build them for carnival.
When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to the island is bound to be an epoch in local history, definitely marking a new era between Trinidad and America.
Calypso and steel band, it always go hand in hand, because when the steel band first started, all they used to play was calypso music. In those days, all the names of the bands came from movie war pictures like Casablanca, To Hell and Back, Desperados, Destination Tokyo, all these names from the old-time movie war pictures. And Tripoli came from the movie with John Payne and Maureen O'Hara, The Shores of Tripoli.
If you played in Renegades and I played in Tripoli, and one of us had to cross an intersection, it would be riots. We had riots among the bands.
My name is Michael Kernahan. I started playing pan within the Tripoli in 1963. The Tripoli band really came to prominence with our arranger, Junior Pushet, for his arrangements for Gershwin's The Man I Love. We went to the Independence Festival competition. After the impact we made, Esso approached the band and sponsored the band, you know, and uniforms, and it was no looking back after that.
My name is Shannon Dudley, and I'm a professor of ethnomusicology at the University of Washington.
Sponsorship of steel bands was a really important development around the time of independence in 1962. When Eric Williams became the prime minister, he really put the screws, especially on a lot of international companies, to sponsor steel bands. And because, of course, the oil companies were all foreign corporations, they really wanted to get in good with the new government. If Eric Williams promotes the steel band as a symbol of Trinidad's new independent culture, many oil companies were eager to get on board with that and to associate themselves with that symbol.
Hugh Boyd, band leader for the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. Our sponsors, Esso Standard Oil, they brought us to the pavilion in Expo 67. We really had a wide repertoire and played music that could be reached by the outside world. When we play in places like Colorado and Kansas, people always say, are you going to play Rondo Capricioso? Or are you going to play Paganini? Or are you going to play Handel Messiah?
Audience at the Liberace show, 99% white people. You know, the response was great. I remember we playing for like a black audience, and you know, and I don't know, they didn't appreciate what we were doing. We were playing a lot of classical music, and they wanted us to play something by James Brown, and you know.
This is John Squaggett from the John Squaggett's Nugget Hotel Casino in Sparks, Nevada. We never question any sporting act the Liberace brought in. It'd be the greatest surprise of the year. Our early showroom was, we called it the circus room at that time, because we had two elephants on stage, Bertha and Angel. But here's Liberace, and with his, you know how he had that full-length mink coat? He'd come in on Bertha, and more jewelry. He had so many rings he could hardly hold up his hand. And he had the little angels of Korea. And they were on cycles, but I think one of the outstanding groups was the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. All these natives from Trinidad came in and playing music from 55-gallon oil drum. A lot of puff sleeves, a lot of calypso clothes, you know, like from Trinidad. To see that many people from Trinidad up in Sparks, Nevada was, because we do not have a very many people that color of that skin in this area. People just were just overwhelmed by their music.
We were touring as 27 black people with the Liberace show, all in Birmingham, in the South. In those days, Governor Wallace was going up for election, and Lee took a chance.
Liberace!
The only thing I was curious about is where they got the idea for their costumes.
It's clear you have a great influence
on
people.
Liberace.
Liberace never did get a chance to come to Trinidad. We broke a lot of barriers with Liberace because of the music. As music, we all know, is one of the wonders of the world and could go through any barrier.
This is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is open for your listening enjoyment. Featuring folk, folk rock, jazz, independent, and homegrown music from the past century of recorded sound. You'll find old radio shows, 78s, cassettes, vinyl records, and even newfangled compact discs here on the shelves at the Radio Thrift Shop. It's a world of discovery for the adventurous spirit, where there is freeform madness to the musical method. Lately, I've been kind of stumbling into these themed sets for the Radio Thrift Shop. And today I'm going to play songs about days of the week. Songs celebrating the days of the week here on the Radio Thrift Shop. La, la, la.
Guess you know it's true.
8 days a week.
We're doing songs about days of the week on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS and 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'll be back with more songs of the week right after this.
Earth and Sky.
So I don't think anybody expects to go to Mars and find, cats and dogs walking around, but there's still a good chance that there's microbial life in the deep subsurface. And so the same thing here on Earth.
You're listening to astrobiologist Paul Davies of Arizona State University. Davies studies the possibilities of life beyond Earth. He said that scientists are now studying below the seafloor near deep-sea volcanic vents and at Earth's icy poles for microbes that might be analogs of extraterrestrial life.
Most microbes haven't been characterized, let alone had their genes sequenced. So it's entirely possible that in that microbial realm is what we like to call a shadow biosphere. It doesn't mean that it's sort of shadowy in the mystical sense. It just means that we don't yet know what it is. We don't recognize it for what it is. We could be dealing just with ordinary-looking microbes, but with their innards completely different.
In other words, microbes with bizarre biochemistries live in a kind of shadow of the ordinary life we're used to. What's more, said Davies, these microbes suggest that life might have emerged not just once, but many times throughout Earth's history.
Life may have started 58 times on Earth, and we could have 27 shadow biospheres descended from those different genesis, and only one of these achieved multicellular life, and we're the product of that.
Astrobiologist Paul Davies, Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
Monday's child is fair of face, and Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe, but Thursday's child has far. Things look mighty black for Thursday's child. Trouble dogs the track of Thursday's child. Not when you wear Thursday's face, I never know which way I'm bound. I'm Thursday's child. Heartbreak hangs around for Thursday's child. I'll always be blamed for what I'm not ashamed. I am the but still I'm not ashamed. I'm a Thursday's a child.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
Just be I'm just beginning to see. Now I'm on my way. It doesn't matter to me, chasing the clouds away. Something calls to me. The trees are drawing me near. I've got to find out why.
Thank you.
From the amazing Days of Futures Past album, that's the Moody Blues with Tuesday Afternoon. Before that, the very recognizable Mamas and the Papas with Monday Monday from 1966. And we started that set off with Eartha Kitt and Thursday's Child. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm playing tunes this week about days of the week. I'll have some more music right after this.
National Federal Consolidated Loan and Trust Bank is changing its name to Mickey.
That's me.
Yes, now you have a friend in the banking business.
Me? I'll be your friend now.
Yes, no longer will going to the bank be a chore. At Mickey, we'll make all your banking fun.
We'll have so much fun together.
We've redecorated. No more drab grays and browns at Mickey.
Uh-uh.
You'll bank in a bright, swirling pastel wonderland.
I painted it myself, but you can help me next time if you want to, friend.
Every teller at Mickey is a cheerful, colorful animal character who will take your money with a minimum of fuss. And of course, waiting in line will no longer be a problem because you'll be entertained continually by...
me! Michael Rowe, the Kumbaya! Doodah! Doodah! Come on, everybody! Sing!
And the 24-hour Mickey Money Machine is loads of fun to use. Tweak Mickey's nose.
Ow!
And you have $20. Put your night deposit under his hat.
Don't mess my hair.
And poke him in the eye to get your balance.
$3,335.23.
And every new depositor at Mickey gets a popsicle in your choice of flavors. And you get to meet...
me, Mickey. I'll be your friend. Okay? Okay? Please?
Bank Mickey.
$50,000 minimum deposit required.
Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Just I and my friend. We'll travel for miles in our Saturday smile. Then we'll move on, but we will remember long after Saturday's gone.
Come Saturday morning, come Saturday morning,
come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday laugh more than half of the day? Just I and
my friend,
dressed up in our rings and our Saturday things. And then we'll move on, but we will remember long after Saturday's
soft breathing of the girl that I love. As she lies here beside me, asleep with the night, and her hair in a fine mist floats on my pillow, reflecting the glow of the winter moonlight. She is soft, she is warm, but my heart remains heavy. And I watch as her breasts gently rise, gently fall. For I know with the first light of dawn I'll be leaving, and tonight will be all I have left to recall. Oh, what have I done? Why have I done it? I've committed a crime, broken the law. For $25 and pieces of silver, I held up and robbed a hard liquor store. My life seems unreal, my crime an illusion, a scene badly written in which I must play. Yet I know as I gaze at my young love beside me, the morning is just a few hours away.
Trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same. She's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, just don't understand. A creature of comfort goes, they only know my soul, and make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Sunday.
From a really wonderful 45 that's almost impossible to find. It was released on Buddha Records. That was Horizon with a mashup of Paint It Black and Ruby Tuesday. Before that, the Monkees with Pleasant Valley Sunday. Simon and Garfunkel, Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. And we started that set off with the Sandpapers. A little rough around the edges. The Sandpipers with Come Saturday Morning. Well, I hope come every Saturday evening you're tuned right here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. At 7 p.m. we have Chip Colkert with Out of the Woods. And at 10 p.m. bringing you to the midnight hour, yours truly, DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. You can also listen online at classicalwscs.org and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. I'm very honored to be here. broadcasting over WSCS Community Radio for the Sunapee and Kearsarge regions. So while autumn descends and the gusts of wind come down from the north, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. Stay warm.
Thank you.